Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Freeze warning in effect, and you're going to feel those cold temperatures as you're heading out the door. Definitely colder than yesterday. I'll show you when our warm-up begins.
And a drop in temperatures can sometimes mean trouble for your car. Coming up, what you need to know before you hit the road this morning.
And for the first time in franchise history, the Texas Rangers are World Series champions. We have a look at their series clinching win last night against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Did it on the road, and that is a big part of their story, Road Warriors. Mm-hmm. And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us on our Thursday right here.
And I'm Renee Chu. It is a cold, cold morning. We've been preparing for it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this freeze warning that extends all across the viewing area.
Already our temperatures have dropped down to freezing in a lot of places. And of course, not just our viewing area, but a huge chunk of the state is under this freeze warning this morning. Really the first one of the season. Once we have this first really hard freeze, the Weather Service won't issue these freeze warnings anymore because we will expect to see more cold temperatures, of course, going forward through November and December and beyond. We did drop to 25 already in Roxboro, but this is not the final number. Temperatures will continue to drop all the way until 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. It's 26 in Southern Pines, 34 in Fayetteville, 35 in Clinton. I fully expect those temperatures to drop down to freezing over the next couple of hours. 31 Goldsboro, 33 in Rocky Mount. Temperatures noticeably cooler than yesterday. We stayed mostly in the 40s yesterday, so we're running anywhere from about 10 to 15 degrees colder than yesterday. Fenton's getting ready. They're spraying some water out there on the ice rink. Excuse me. I'm going to open that on Sunday, but the weekend looks much warmer. Right now it's 32 degrees, so no trouble making ice out there right now. But we are looking at some warmer temperatures starting tomorrow afternoon. Of course, our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue, and you might run into a little bit of frost out there with these cold temperatures. It's a very dry air mass. It's definitely cold enough for frost. We don't have a lot of moisture in the air right now. Hour by hour, temperatures at lunchtime bounce back to 50, and we'll be in the mid-50s this afternoon, a little bit warmer than what we saw yesterday. Of course, coming up, we're going to talk about a big warm-up for the weekend and lots of events planned, including one of Jeff's favorite, the Big Oak City Marathon.
Ready to go. Don't mind it cool there. And with these temperatures dipping this low this morning, you will want to make sure your vehicle is ready to go before you head out to work or drop off the kids at school. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with a look at how to prepare during this freezing cold right now. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. I was on cold weather duty yesterday, but I can tell you from being out here that today is the day. It is really cold. So if you check out the thermometer here beside me, we're inching closer and closer to 30 degrees here in Raleigh. And when the temperature drops like this, oftentimes you think about, well, I've got to warm up the car before I head off to work. Or you maybe even think about your tire pressure. Well, we checked in with the folks at Murray's Tire and Auto Services here in Raleigh, and they say it's important to think about your maintenance even before the cold weather hits.
Having your battery test, your alternator test, because anytime the cold weather will kind of ruin a lot of that between temperatures going up and down.
And we've seen our temperatures go up and down a lot lately. And another thing that you may not think about during the cold weather is icy fuel lines. Any water moisture from condensation in a fuel line can cause some serious problems, making it much harder for you to start your car in the morning. So a way to avoid that is to make sure that you have at least a half a tank of gas before you head out the door. You can head on over to our website, WREL.com, to find more information about how to take care of your car during this cold snap. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A potential mass shooting right here in the area has been avoided. Cary police say they have a man in custody who made that threat against children. 46-year-old Kevin Douglas of Cary was found and taken into custody at the Extended Stay America on Weston Parkway. Officers say they got a tip that Douglas was threatening to become an active shooter. Douglas faces charges relating to cyber stalking and communicating threats.
Counseling is being made available at Shaw University for its students after an 18-year-old freshman died in a single car crash in Raleigh. Pender High School is also mourning the loss of Kyrese Dye. The 2023 graduate of the high school was a member of Shaw University's honors program and played for the school's JV basketball team. This is a story we first brought to you as breaking news yesterday morning. Raleigh police say Dye was riding in a car on Hammond Road just before 11:30 Tuesday night. The driver lost control on a curve and hit the end of a guardrail. Dye was ejected from the car and died from his injuries. The driver was 18-year-old Jesden Bloomer. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
The UN's Human Rights Office says Israel's attacks on Gaza's largest refugee camp may amount to war crimes. Gaza authorities say at least 80 people died and hundreds more were hurt in the second airstrike on the camp yesterday. They say most of the casualties were women and children. This followed a strike on the same camp Tuesday that killed hundreds of people, according to medics. Israel's Defense Forces says the attacks are targeting a Hamas compound and are eliminating terrorists. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the weeks-long bombardment on Gaza has killed at least 8,700 people.
A Jewish group calling for a ceasefire in Gaza will hold a protest in Durham today. The Triangle Chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace plans to demonstrate at 4 this afternoon in CCB Plaza. It's calling on the Triangle's congressional delegation to sign a resolution for a ceasefire and allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
Happening today, a major announcement is expected regarding transportation here in North Carolina. The state speaker of the House, Tim Moore, will be making it. He will be joined by local officials, including the Board of Transportation, Stephen Rosenberg. The announcement is set for 2 this afternoon in Charlotte.
Texas Rangers are World Series champs for the first time in their franchise history. They were held without a hit for the first 6 innings of last night's Game 5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Rangers got some base runners and pulled away in the final 3 innings. A 5-0 win. They take the series 4-1. Corey Seager was named World Series MVP. He hit 3 home runs during the 5 games of the series. He also got the first hit last night that got things rolling for the Rangers.
Today, we will learn more about Raleigh's first bus rapid transit line in Raleigh. Small business owners along New Bern Avenue will hear an update from a panel of city leaders. They'll talk about plans for crime reduction in that area and give an update on the BRT project. It will begin at 5:30 p.m. over at Martin Street Baptist Church. All are welcome.
A resolution to remove New York Representative George Santos failed to get the required votes. 213 House members voted to expel Santos. 179 voted against it. The resolution was led by fellow New York Republicans who say Santos is not fit to serve. Following the vote, Santos told reporters that he will continue to defend himself against these allegations.
If these folks want to go ahead and vote to expel me, that's their prerogative, that's their conscience, that's their decision. I have a right of the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I'm fighting for that right. And if these guys don't believe in that, then democracy's dead.
Santos pleaded not guilty to a federal indictment Friday, and the trial is not scheduled to take place until next September.
The college basketball world is mourning the loss of one of the game's most legendary coaches, Bob Knight. Knight led Indiana to 3 NCAA championships and also coached at Army and Texas Tech. He finished with 902 career wins. That was the most all-time until Mike Krzyzewski, who played for Knight at Army and got his coaching career started there as an assistant to Knight, passed him. In a statement, Coach K said, Knight recruited me, mentored me, and had a profound impact on my career and life. Current Duke coach John Shire also remembered the impact Knight had on him. You can read more on the life and legacy of Coach Bob Knight online at WROSportsFan.com. State Auditor Beth Wood is not running for re-election after previously announcing she would seek a 5th term. During an unrelated legislative committee meeting yesterday, Wood said she changed her mind. In December, she made headlines after crashing her state-issued vehicle into a parked car in downtown Raleigh, then left the scene. Wood pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and ultimately acknowledged drinking before the crash.
Carolina's own James Taylor is supporting the people of Lewiston, Maine after last week's mass shooting. Taylor sang the national anthem last night at Lewiston High School's first football game since the shooting that killed 18 people. Pre-game ceremony included a moment of silence and a solemn reading of the victims' names.
It's 4:39. State leaders are making an investment to reduce gun-related injuries in North Carolina. One area they are targeting, violence intervention. Coming up, we'll tell you about the program getting $500,000 in support.
And the civil trial against the Trump empire continues. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to take the stand again today. We'll have the latest from New York just ahead.
And you're looking live at the DBAP right now, all lit up for the later this month, Woolly Bulls Winter Wonderland. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner explains the colder weather moving into our area and the big warm-up later when we come back.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 on this cold morning. Of course, we have a freeze warning in effect for our entire viewing area, but a good chunk of the state as well. Temperatures have already dropped into the mid-20s in some places and to around 30 in others. So just be prepared. It's definitely a lot colder than it was this time yesterday. We take a live look at Sanford. Sun comes up. It's going to be beautiful. Our skies are clear, and we're in for a pretty day, but the highs will stay below normal today as well. Check out some of these temperatures town by town. Lots of 20s showing up. 27 in Lewisburg, 26 in Southern Pines, 28 in Tarboro, 29 and Irwin, 33 in Rocky Mountain, 37 in Goldsboro. Temperatures will still drop a bit more by the time we get to, say, 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. Nice afternoon for a run. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. We're warming into the 70s this weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. This is 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez. He's accused of shooting four people at the Wilson County Fairgrounds, and he turned himself in yesterday. He now faces several charges, including attempted first-degree murder and having a stolen firearm. This all happened at the Wilson County Fairgrounds just after midnight. Witnesses say Fuentes Martinez showed up at a birthday party uninvited. And when guests asked him to leave, police say he went to his car, grabbed a gun, and fired into a crowd of people, injuring four, including two juveniles. Police say after the shooting, Fuentes Martinez tried to escape in his car and hit another person before hitting three other cars.
Donald Trump Jr. is expected to testify again today, second day in the civil trial against his father's company and their family. Trump Jr. is a co-defendant in the case brought on by New York's attorney general. The Trumps are accused of falsely inflating assets to get better loan rates and insurance policies. Trump Jr. said he relied heavily on an outside accounting firm and the family's former accountant to come up with those numbers. He said he does not remember working on the financial records at the center of this trial. Eric Trump could testify as well today. All of the family members have denied wrongdoing.
Two people have died in North Carolina due to complications from the flu. They are the first documented deaths in the state this flu season. The Department of Health says two adults in the western part of the state died in the third and fourth weeks of October. One person tested positive for both the flu and COVID-19. One person was over the age of 65, the other between the ages of 25 and 49. No further details will be released. Data from the state show ER visits for all respiratory illnesses are up.
State leaders are working to find solutions to reduce the number of gun-related injuries and deaths. The Governor's Crime Commission announced $750,000 yesterday, money to expand hospital-based programs in the state. $500,000 will go to the Violence Intervention Program at Novant Health New Hanover Regional Medical Center in Wilmington. The hospital's leaders say the funding will help them reach many more patients.
And that gives them a voice that in many cases they didn't have. It connects them to resources that they can use within our community to make their lives and the lives of their family better. And that one-on-one connection is what makes all the difference for us.
State and local leaders met yesterday to learn more about the ways Novant Health will expand its program.
A local woman who is used to helping others needs help of her own, and she's getting a lot of it. Rebecca Cook works with people who have lost limbs or have other disabilities. Last year, she was diagnosed with POTS, which stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. It affects parts of her nervous system that controls breathing, blood pressure, and heart rate. She asked for support on social media, hoping to raise enough money to help someone else with POTS, and she found that person. The money will pay for service dog training to assist them.
POTS has taken away so much from me without realizing that that's what was going on. And so to have an answer and to be able to find ways to get treatment, even though there's no cure, was just a huge opportunity. finally finding someone who can understand the lifestyle, the symptoms, the way in which our lives have changed, that was huge.
Nearly $4,500 of the $15,000 goal has been reached. The service dogs for both Rebecca Cook and Claire Kubicek are going to be donated.
High school football playoffs begin this week, so you can check out our coverage on High School OT Live at 7 o'clock on WRL Sports Plus, the best high school football highlight show in the state. Football Friday at 11:35 on WRL.
Don't miss all the NFL action Sunday. Commanders versus Patriots, followed by Cowboys and Eagles, beginning at 1 o'clock on Fox 50. Then on Sunday Night Football, Bills and Bengals. That's at 8:20 on WRL.
We're at 4:48 right now on our Thursday, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. This is a notable change from yesterday. We thought that was cold. Now it is.
You know, it was interesting. We were thinking temperatures would drop down to freezing yesterday, and we ended up with clouds that stuck around a little longer, and the wind didn't pick up as early to help push that cold air in. We felt pretty confident that we'd see it this morning. We definitely are. Freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. Our temperatures have dropped into the 20s in a lot of places. This is a live look at Fenton and Cary. They've got their ice rink all ready to go. They actually open it on Sunday, so just a couple more days to kind of put the finishing touches on it out there right now. Temperature 32, so temperature's helping them out there. And they have ways to make it last, even though over the weekend, highs are bouncing back into the 70s. Our dew point is 22. This is a measure of moisture in the atmosphere. When this is low, it means that our air is very dry. So you might run into some frost, definitely cold enough for it, but it's awfully dry. We have to have cold temperatures and moisture, of course, to have frost developing. Temperatures stay in the 30s all the way until around 10 a.m. So I pulled out my big puffy coat for the first time this season, and I'm going to pull it out again tomorrow. It's 26 in Southern Pines, 34 Fayetteville and Clinton, 31 in Goldsboro, 25 in Roxboro, 30 in South Hill, and temperatures will likely fall a few more degrees between now and 7 a.m. Hey, speaking of getting in the holiday spirit, of course, we have Willie's Winter Wonderland at the DBAP. The lights are all up, ready to go. You can scan for tickets. They're on sale right now, and it starts just in a few weeks. Now, around town today, temperatures mid-50s in Raleigh and Durham, looking at 58 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. We check out to the cold air mass that's still affecting a good chunk of the country. It's with us today and tonight. And then we get into Friday. Our highs start to warm up, and we have a nice warm air mass that takes over, and we'll feel that through the weekend. But again, it's going to be a cold night tonight, early tomorrow morning. We're in the 20s again in Roxboro and Clarksville, 28 in Lewisburg, 29 in Rocky Mount, 25 in Salyer City, 30 in Rayford tonight. 32 in Fayetteville, 31 Irwin and Smithfield. So a very similar feel to tomorrow morning compared to what we're seeing this morning. Our normal low is 44. We're back to that on Sunday morning and then into early next week. We even warm back up into the 50s. Fayetteville Veterans Day Parade is Saturday. The weather looks nice for that at 10 a.m. when the parade starts, looking at 53 degrees. And as the parade wraps up at around noon, probably going to be already into the mid-60s. City of Oaks Marathon. Now, this is the group of folks that like it on the cool side. And I think we're going to be okay at the beginning of the race, looking at 74 at 7 a.m. But it is going to warm up into the 60s by the time the race is over. If you're doing the full marathon, if you're doing some shorter distances, the temperatures will be, you know, on the slower side to warm up. It does look nice and clear. Saturday and Sunday around the Triangle, highs in the low 70s. Of course, we go back to standard time. We do have the chance of some isolated showers Sunday. We'll take a closer look at that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're also just days away from a major celebration honoring those who have served our nation. Still ahead, details on the big Veterans Parade coming to Fayetteville this weekend. And Disney is making a major pickup in the streaming world. We'll explain the company's multi-billion dollar purchase to get their hands on another streaming giant.
Welcome back. It is 4:55 this morning. We go from chilly to cold with temperatures in the upper 20s and around 30 degrees. You're looking live at Fayetteville. Be sure to put on the coat before you head outside. Home to Fort Liberty, Cumberland County will honor veterans this weekend with a parade through downtown Fayetteville. This is the 27th annual running of the Veterans Parade, which will be emceed by WRL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays. North Carolina is home to more than 750,000 veterans, all being represented at this weekend's celebration.
It makes me feel proud that I got to serve my country. And my son is actually in the Army right now, too, and it really does me good when I see that, when people are out celebrating the veterans in the parade.
So head on out. The event gets started at 11 a.m. on Saturday, running along Hay Street. And if you can't make it out to the parade, you can watch the whole thing live on WREL.com.
Disney is making a big move to acquire Comcast's remaining share of Hulu. The expected nearly $9 billion deal will make the House of Mouse the sole owner of the streaming giant. That means Disney will own Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. It fits with Disney's overall strategy of shifting away from linear television to streaming. Comcast has spent the past several years shifting its programming to its own streaming service, Peacock.
The holidays are kicking into high gear in Asheville at the Biltmore House. Crews lifted the banquet hall tree into place yesterday. It arrives every year via horse-drawn carriage. Now, the tree setup is typically a popular event for visitors, but since the pandemic, the Biltmore has restricted access to this event. The tree will get some time to fluff out before the decorating begins. Once complete, it will have 500 ornaments and 500 lights. They have an army to put all the decorations up.
It is quite a sight. Next at 5, a freeze warning is in place this morning. This is a live look downtown Raleigh right now. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking those temperatures dipping into the 20s and 30s.
Plus, we'll explain why some women are picking up extra jobs to help deal with their fertility challenges.
And we're learning about the man accused of a potential mass shooting plot against children right here in the Triangle.